Paul and Erica, I have a problem, which is that my knives suck. And okay. I think that today's tip is going to help me out with that. This is Wednesday, and that means it's guest tipper time. So, Paul, what is today's tip?
Don't put off sharpening your knives. There is nothing more depressing than having to muscle your way through a tomato. A tomato should be a nice, easy cut. And if you're throwing a dinner party, you're going to be chopping all these fresh vegetables, you're going to get a sore shoulder. Get your knives sharpened. Give your deltoids a break. You're setting yourself up for success.
Erica, are your knives sharp?
I wish I could say they were, but they're not. They're really not.
To be honest, mine aren't either. I've been putting this off. I need to stop putting it off.
Well, that's the point of put-off week at Daily Tips that may or may not help you. All throughout this week, we are giving tips about what not to put off or how to not put off things that you've probably been putting off.
So have you ever had the knife sharpener person drive through your neighborhood with the old-timey music? Like, we're living in the 1890s. I've had it happen both in New York, where I live now, and in Florida, where I grew up. And I was like, what?
I know. It's like milk.
Magical world.
It's like a milk delivery system. Like, I can't believe these things still exist.
I'd be like a six-year-old like, running to the ice cream truck
with your knives.
Now. Oh, my God. You brought exactly what I needed to my door. I'm so happy.
It's like living in a village in Italy. You're like, what? There's a knife sharpener coming to my door?
Wow. Well, Tip and Nails, when was the last time you had your knives sharpened? Let us know in the comments, whether you're watching us on YouTube or anywhere on social media. We'd love to know how sharp your knives are. That's a good transition out of this episode, isn't it, Paul and Erica? Thank you so much for validating.
Absolutely.
Thanks. We'll be back next week with Paul and Erica for another guest tip. But if you want to learn more about them, you can go to the episode that just came out. We had a longer interview with them. We learned so much about them. So go and check that out. Ned and I are back tomorrow. We'll see you then.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.